Well, I'm joined now from Tel Aviv by former Israeli tank commander Ori Givati, who is part of Breaking the Silence, a group founded by Israeli combat veterans to document military abuses. Thank you for joining us. Having served in the IDF, do you trust it to tell us the truth about what happened in this and all the other incidents it's been asked to investigate?
Thanks for having me. Look, I think what we all have to understand is that killing of innocent people in Gaza happens every single day. And I've seen the remarks by the military spokesperson, by the chief of staff, by Netanyahu, you know, saying this happens in war, all of those things that are basically meant to sound good in the international community's eyes. The problem here, yeah, to your question, the problem here is that no matter what investigation the military will do about this specific incident, the policy, the way that we fight in Gaza for decades, yeah, is designed in a way that allows us to kill innocent people.
Well, just explain that. How is it designed that way?
So there are many different elements to that. Yeah, it starts from how we select targets. Yeah, what targets are considered legitimate targets? You know, for an example, something called a militant house is a legitimate target. Yeah. So if I'm here in my house in Tel Aviv, yeah, Israel would I served in the military, right? So Israel thinks my house is a legitimate target. You know what I mean? If I'm in on the other side, yeah. That's one example. Another example is that every target has a number attached to it, and that number is the amount of innocent civilians that are legitimate to kill in order to destroy that target. Mostly, we're talking about as individuals, yeah? And I've just read a report that just came out now, like a few minutes ago, in The Guardian, about an AI system that selects the target. So the examples for that, you know, I can talk about the different examples for hours.
Yeah. But
what we all have to understand is that the way we fight in Gaza allows us to kill innocent people. And we can always say it was a mistake here and the commander did this there and so forth. But we have to understand that the problem is much, much broader.
And what are you told in training about how, you know, because these are young people often, very young people doing military service. What are you told about the killing of civilians?
Look, I think that every single soldier was told, like, you know, it's really broad. We're talking about tens of thousands of soldiers here, you know. When we have to understand the spirit that comes down from the top, you know, that I think is the element here. The spirit today is a spirit of extremely easy finger on the trigger. And that I think is one of the major causes for what happened to the aid workers. Yeah. Because when we have government ministers like Ben-Gvir and Smotrich and also Gallant and others, yeah, encouraging killing, encouraging destruction, there is basically zero repercussions for killing of innocent Palestinians, not only in this war, but now more than ever. There is also no incentive for a soldier to not shoot, because there will be no price paid.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, but are Israeli soldiers, I mean, are Palestinians dehumanized in your view for Israeli
100%, soldiers? 100%. And we have been, I personally, you know, one of the things that made me come out, speak against the occupation that I took part in as a soldier, is the dehumanization of Palestinians. And it starts decades ago. Yeah, it's not new for the last few months. But when you occupy millions of people, invade their homes, you know, disrupt any kind of normal lives for them, when you treat the militants exactly the same as you treat the innocent for decades, all of them become our targets. All of them become dehumanized. And even more so when we have leaders, and this is